Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
The sermon for today, the seventh Sunday after the Trinity, I'm calling God Wants to Give Us Life. It was written by the Most Reverend John T. Calhoun, Jr. This morning's epistle comes from the sixth chapter of Romans, just as last week's epistle did. A week ago, we heard what St. Paul has to say about the meaning of baptism. Today, he continues his argument, telling us that baptism does not make you into a robot for God. Even after you are baptized, you continue to have the day-to-day, moment-to-moment choice of obeying God or not obeying God, of serving God or serving sin. That implies that a baptized person has the ability to make rational, moral choices. Babies do not have that ability, yet we baptize them anyway. We believe the grace God gives in baptism works in babies until they are old enough to choose for themselves. The New Testament also says that to be saved, one has to make a public acknowledgement of Christ as one's Lord and Savior. Confirmation is where those issues are resolved. Confirmation is the time when, among other things, a baptized person stands up and says, I acknowledge that Jesus is my Lord, and I acknowledge that Jesus is my Savior. I mean this. I take this on myself. I am now ready to make my moral choices based upon that commitment. I am glad the bishop can pump me up with the Holy Ghost, because to keep that commitment, I need help. Today, St. Paul says that the ongoing moral dilemma all Christians face is a choice between two kinds of slavery. Again, remember that we are making moral choices all the time. Choices about what we think and what we do and what we say. The choices may rarely be dramatic ones, and they may also rarely even be difficult ones, but they are always there. In his terms, we can be slaves to God or slaves to sin. What is a slave? A slave is a person who obeys his master's will without thinking about it and without questioning it. When someone becomes a Christian, he stops being a slave to sin and he becomes a slave to God. That is fairly colorful language for what is, in fact, a fairly simple matter. Every one of these choices we have been talking about is the choice between doing what God wants and not doing what God wants. St. Paul asks us, would you really rather go back to the time when you never considered at all what God wanted you to do? Did that satisfy you? Was that a fulfilling and worthwhile way to live? As is my usual pattern, I am composing this sermon on a computer. The computer has various settings which are called default. Default means that the computer will do the thing it is already set up to do, unless you take steps to change it. The default setting for the human moral computer is, do what looks to be in my best interest. That means that left to our own devices, we will do what looks to be the best thing for ourselves. That is also called sin, disobedience, being a servant of uncleanness, a slave of iniquity. When we are baptized, the Holy Ghost gives us the capacity to change the default setting. We are no longer imprisoned by our knee-jerk reaction to selfishness. Now we can ask, what would Jesus do? What would God want me to do? If we ask those questions, we get answers, and also apply the answers we get. We will be allowing the Holy Ghost to make us into what St. Paul calls servants of righteousness unto holiness. We are not talking about something that happens easily overnight. Letting God change you into what He wants you to be is a process which goes on for your whole lifetime and is never completed in this world. The sacramental moments of baptism and confirmation are what we say. In one way or another, God, I want you to give me the help I need to become the person you want me to be. St. Paul closes with a line which summarizes the Christian view of the consequences of our moral choices. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Wages are what one earns. What we earn by disobeying God is death, separation from Him in this world, and hell in the next world. But in Jesus, God gives us the opportunity to receive not what we have earned, but what He is willing to give us because He loves us. What a person gives you that you have not earned in any way is called a gift. We have earned death, but God wants to give us life. To get life, we must accept Jesus and be baptized. As St. John puts it quite directly, God hath given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that hath the Son of God hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. And now, unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, be ascribed as most justly do all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever. Amen.